Greetings and welcome on board our WDKOK Sunrise program. We're going to talk about an event that's coming up. It's July 16th in Lewisburg at the Miller Center. It's going to be a national convention, but not the kind of the typical convention that most folks might be thinking about, but I think this is going to have a broad appeal. It's the A.C. Gilbert Heritage Society going to have their national convention. A.C. Gilbert would be a toy maker. Was into creating toys that would really push kids into learning more things long before STEM came along and encouraging people to do that kind of thing. And I'm going to try to pass on to you and use our guests here to find out more about the A.C. Gilbert Heritage Society and their national convention that is coming up. Bill Tanis is here. He's one of the convention organizers, lives in the Winfield area, so stop by our studios for a recording today. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you.
I really do appreciate this. You and your wife, Karna, are putting this convention together. So let's kind of start at the beginning. The Gilbert Toy Company. Tell us about this company, these Erector sets that people are pretty familiar with, and the fact that they still have national appeal. So tell us about this Gilbert Company.
Well, it started out up in New Haven, Connecticut. And A.C. Gilbert, when he was traveling back and forth to New York, he saw these girders that were going up on the bridges and the high rises. And so that gave him the idea to start to try to do something and start building toys with that idea. So when you see the original girders, they look just like girders that were being used in that area of construction.
And when was this?
Well, that the first set that he has was 1914, but before he started doing with the Erector sets, he started out with his, with Misto Magic. So he was very much into magic tricks and quite an accomplished magician as well.
All right, so he did magic kits that people, kids could buy.
Yes.
And they could do this. So I you taught me something before we recorded that he sort of was doing STEM before it was hip. Tell me about that.
Well, the STEM education idea today is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. But what he had physics sets, he had electronic sets, he had one set called the atomic energy set, where you actually built an atomic cloud in this little dome. So you got a little piece of uranium in the set as well. He had caster kit sets where you could cast lead soldiers or tanks or trucks or cars or airplanes and things of that nature to go along with the Erector sets where you could build any number of toys. And then as you grew, your sets grew. So you could have sets that would be an accessory set that would go with a certain set. So then he had different size sets as well. So you see sets, maybe somebody has a number 4 set or somebody has a 6.5 set. Or somebody has a 7. So people will say, well, what is the story with the half? Why 7.5 or an 8? It's kind of like with your birthday. Someone says, how old are you? Well, I'm 9.5. I'm not quite 10, but I'm 9.5. But the set was the same idea, and it had to go with your grade in school. So if you had a number 6 set, then that would be that you would be in the 6th grade. If you had a 6.5 set, then you're not quite out of 6th grade, but you're not quite in the 7th grade yet, so you're halfway there.
And how popular were these toys? This is over 100 years ago. Gilbert toys sweeping the country and Erector sets becoming more popular?
Yes, they are. They're still very popular. Gilbert has been bought now by the Meccano Company, which is quite interesting because Gilbert originally bought out Meccano at one point, and now Meccano has bought Gilbert out again. And sets are still made, and they've done quite a bit with the engineering idea of the set. So they are still quite popular, and they're very popular amongst our members in our society.
Gilbert was an MD?
He was an MD, yes. He graduated from medical school, and his father was not very thrilled that he went into making toys, but he got on board along the way. And he was also an Olympic gold medalist in 1906 in Athens, Greece, and he was a pole vaulter.
So how popular are these Gilbert toys today?
As far as seeing them in antique stores, You see very few come through, considering all the things that Gilbert made. But again, as I said, amongst the members of the organization, they're very popular in what they do with them.
A.C. Gilbert Heritage Society.
Yes, sir.
The annual convention's coming up in Lewisburg on July 16th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Miller Center. What's going to be happening at the Miller Center that day? It's a month from now. What's going to be happening?
Well, so far at this point, we have 43 members that have signed up. They'll be coming from all over the country, as far away as Washington State, California, New Hampshire, Alabama, Ohio, Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, And we have 80 tables that we'll be setting up for displays of different items that Gilbert made, from rotating Christmas trees to hand tools to tool sets to magic sets to physics to American Flyer trains. One gentleman from Ohio will be bringing a whole display, a running display of the trains. And there'll be working models. There'll be stationary models. I know the one fellow from Ohio, he's working on building the cannon that will shoot little plastic army men out, and then they'll parachute on down to safety.
Oh, okay, good. Or behind enemy lines, depending upon what you're doing with them, right? You're going to have presentations. A few people are going to talk about some things. What are we going to hear about?
Well, we have Bob Zimmerman from York, Pennsylvania. He'll be doing a presentation on the caster kits and the different types of molds that you could get with the caster kits, and then what type of toys that you could make with them. You can make a whole army. Then you would paint them. You could make cannons, and you could paint the cannons as well. You could make an airplane. You can make a train. There was a number of molds that came with the caster kit. Then Ken Wining from New Hampshire, he's going to be doing a little talk on the different display cases that Gilbert had. So when a youngster was working on a project and he was short a few pieces or missing some nuts and bolts, or he needed some more wheels or something of that nature, he could go down to the hardware store, look through the display case, and pick out what he needed. Bruce Hansen from Michigan, he'll be doing a little talk on the different plating as the girders changed through the years. They had different types of plating on it. And so he's going to be doing a presentation on that.
And you guys play with these toys all the time?
Well, yes, we do play with them. And my grandsons play with them as well. And we build all different models. And some of the models are quite interesting. Like one model I have is a 1946 parachute jump, which was designed from the one that was from the World's Fair. And you don't take them apart once you build them. Now, some fellows do, but you wind up buying more parts so you can build more toys. And I'm on the same level with my grandsons, who are 9 and 7. Well, they don't want to take anything apart because grandfather doesn't take anything apart. So now we're always looking for parts.
So now these things just wait to be admired. All right, you're going to the Miller Center in Lewisburg, July 16th, 9 to 3, talking to Bill Tanis, one of the convention organizers. His wife is involved. If we're talking about the A.C. Gilbert Heritage Society, we're talking about really enjoying the erector sets, chemistry sets, microscopes, Misto magic sets, and American Flyer trains. So, and you're going to have some giveaways for people that appear.
Yes, we're going to be having a You Build It table where the youngsters get to come in and they get to build a model. It's a small, I'll call it a little rat rod roadster model, and they get to take that with them. There's no charge. They'll receive a little certificate to go with that, and David Gilbert, who is the grandson of A.C. Gilbert, will be there, and he is going to sign all the little certificates that for the youngsters. And then we're going to have a drawing. What we're going to have is 3 You Build It kits. Now, You Build It kit is not a complete inventoried, pristine box of erector parts. It's a box of erector parts, lots of erector parts, with a motor and a manual, so a youngster can build, and he doesn't have to take it apart to build another model. He can leave it together. So that's why we call them You Build It kits. So we're going to be giving 3 of them away in a drawing.
ACGHS.org is your website. That's the A.C. Gilbert Heritage Society, ACGHS.org. Why are you so interested in toys?
Well, for me, it's a long story that got me back into erector sets, because I had an erector set as a youngster, which was part of my dad's when he was a youngster. And then one Christmas in 1960, I got my own erector set. And then, as you know, as you grow, erector sets move to the back of the closet. You're in high school, girlfriends move on to college, get married. Youngsters, erector sets come back out again. And my son was very involved with the erector sets, and actually it spurred him to become a mechanical engineer. So he's enjoyed them. Then it went back into the closet again when he went to school and back off to college, and you don't think about them. Then one day I was teaching a tech ed class, and we were building something with Kinects, and we were building solar-powered cars and solar-powered windmills, and the youngsters called me, "Hey, Mr. T, would you come over here? We're stuck on this part. We're on number 8. And so I go over and I look at it, and I start making some corrections in what they were doing. They go, "Mr. T, you're not reading the instructions." Yeah. And I thought, all right, we'll read the instructions. So I read the instructions with them, and we went over and fixed where the problem was. And then as I was walking away, I was reflecting on that, and I thought, where did I get that skill of not reading the instructions? And then it went back to me that, oh, it was with my erector set, because AC had very few instructions, if any instructions. You looked at the picture. You had to be able to decide what length the girder was going to be and how many nuts and bolts and what parts you needed, and you built your model. So that's what got me interested in it again, and then I started to build some models, saw some at an antique shop, and I said, well, this gentleman's got a couple sets here. Would he be interested in making a deal if I bought more than one set from him? So they said, well, we'll call him. And he happened to be a member of the AC Gilbert Heritage Society, and he encouraged me to join. So we joined up, and my wife and I have been involved with it now for about 6 years, going on 6 years this summer.
And back in the day, A.C. Gilbert would travel around the U.S. and try to spread the word about the various sets that he sold in a train car.
Yes, he had a train car that was his own car. It was like a passenger car, which he had converted into a toy store. And then hook up on a train and move it from city to city, crawl across the United States. And from we understand, it came through Pennsylvania here, so it's been here. And then they would stop at a siding, they would detach the train, uncouple it, and open up, and the kids would go through and be amazed by what they saw, all the different toys that they could buy and or ask for Christmas, and sell things right there, or their parents would be encouraged to buy them at different department stores where they would sell them.
And I can buy a new erector set today, more than 100 years later.
You can buy a new one today, and it will look a lot different than what the original erector set looks, but it still has you work with those little nuts and bolts, so righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, develop those manual dexterity skills, that little eye-hand coordination as well, and you could build all types of different models. I know the grandkids have built fire trucks, rockets. So, yeah, you can still get them. And some of the parts now are plastic, so you're not trying to bend them like it was difficult to bend some of the metal parts back when Gilbert had them going.
An additional remark about the upcoming 2022 National Convention of the A.C. Gilbert Heritage Society.
I think it's for everybody. It's not just for adults that had erector sets. It's for grandparents, and it's for grandkids, it's for homeschoolers, it's for moms and dads, aunts and uncles. I know I was talking to one lady that's involved with the whole homeschool program, and she said, oh, that's great, it's after July 1st because we can get homeschool credit for it. And I think it will bring back a lot of memories. And I know we've had a You Build a Table at other conventions, and some of the adults have actually sat down and built a model, and it brought them right back to their childhood. And they wound up buying some erector sets from the guys that were selling them at the convention.
Well, fantastic. And it just sounds like fun. Have you mentioned that?
It will be fun. The exhibit will be very interesting. There's something there for everybody to enjoy and bring back memories. So I think it will be a good outing, a good wholesome family outing.
A.C. Gilbert Heritage Society holding their 2022 convention, Lewisburg, at the Miller Center, July 16th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. One of the organizers, Bill Tanis, with us, Winfield resident, but a big fan of the Erector sets and just a big fan of making sure that more people get this good feeling of having enjoyed this toy that started in yesteryear. Thank you so much, Bill.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.